I got the nod. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and I am here with Manhattan Catholic Schools Administrator Scott Holzhoff and Flint Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald. Any questions, comments, concerns for these guys? 75-537-1350 is the number to call. And we were talking a little bit over the break about some activities, too, where we talked about some of the goals you have as far as faith-wise, academic-wise, but it seems like people forget that you guys do have sports, too, and those sort of activities.
Well, we've got sports, and we've got academic competitions. We've got drama. We've got the music. Yeah, all of those. At Flint Hills Christian School, our volleyball and cross-country teams are getting started for the year, starting to work out. We'll be having games and meets coming up here, in not too distant future. So, yeah, we've got the full range of activities. May not be quite as broad as in some areas, but, certainly our kids do well, and it gives kids that are, you don't have to be an All-American in order to be able to compete in some of the sports and activities we have at Flint Hills.
And what leagues do you guys compete against or compete in?
We are a part of the Kansas Christian Athletic Association, so we actually compete against Christian schools and homeschool groups across the state. We end up playing teams anywhere from Colby in the northwest to Chanute in the southeast, Wichita, Hutch, Salina, Topeka, Lawrence, just a variety of places.
So still get in those bus rides and travel stories.
Oh, yeah, yeah. at the high school level more than the junior high, but we've got those things going on.
Yeah, Manhattan Catholic Schools belongs to the Blue Valley League, little towns north of Manhattan. Boys play football, basketball, and track. Girls have volleyball, basketball, and track. Boys start practice next Monday at 3 o'clock, so that's exciting. Girls' first volleyball practice will be next Thursday after school at 3 to 5 as well. We do have a Scholars Bowl team. I think we've won the league 12 out of 16 years, if I remember right. But that starts in January for us. But it's an exciting time to get school started, and the kids really perform well in the extracurricular activities. So it's a staple that we have.
It still blows my mind that we're talking about. I'm excited that we're talking about football very much, but still, like, a part of me is just like, well, where did this summer go? Our sports director, John Kurtz, I was over in that office yesterday just chatting with him, and he was looking at high school football schedules and putting those together. So crazy how time flies.
Summer went very fast this year, we'll be firing up and getting started next week, and that's is an exciting time. And with the start of school, if I can just jump in here, one of the things we've got to look at is how are we dealing with that big historical event coming up a week from Monday, the eclipse. And so we're talking with our science teachers and people about that, about how we can help our kids. We're not going to be bussing kids up to where they can see the total eclipse, but we'll be looking at how we can use events like that to encourage our kids in science and those areas.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing. We've ordered the NASA-approved glasses, and we're going to have a little we're going to go to the park here across the street from the school and have a little lesson and watch the eclipse. We tried to get arrangements made to go north, but a lot of the cities are just so full, and they told me that probably shouldn't go. We will have some families that are going to take their kids up, and that's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll have some teachers try to take small groups. We just couldn't access a bus to get all our kids up. So we're just going to do a program here in Manhattan.
It should be fun. I'm trying to remember when I last saw a solar eclipse, or at least a total one like this. And I think I was in elementary school when it happened. So they are kind of rare. I mean, they don't come around too often like this. And for us to be so close to that prime viewing area, that's going to be pretty exciting for everybody.
It is.
Yeah, we're going to be about 95% or something like that. So it's going to be a pretty good event here, even if they don't get away to get some of the other places. We had people from St. Joe talking to us last spring, and they said they're expecting 500,000 people up there to come in to be around. One of the Christian schools up there is closing for the day and making their grounds available for people to come and view. So, it's going to be a fun time. Going to be a lot of interesting activities going on. And a great educational opportunity for our kids.
That's quite the influx for St. Joe. St. Joe's a little bit bigger than Manhattan, but not much bigger. With 500, wow, that'll be crazy. That'll be a crazy day just overall. I'm kind of dreading it in a way. Yeah. I'm worried about like how, you know, busy newsworthy days are fun, but sometimes if it gets too crazy, it's like I better get my sleep the day before. That's all I know. Yeah. Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Catholic Schools Administrator Scott Holzhoff and Flint Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald. Just got about 5 minutes left in the program, so if you have any questions, comments, 785-537-1350. And just to close out these last 4 minutes, we hear all the time about the challenges that public schools face, especially in Kansas the last couple of years when it comes to funding and those sort of things. What type of challenges do you guys usually face?
Well, we're tuition-based, so we have all the resource challenges. So it's a sacrifice to take your kids to us, but the benefit is keeping Christ in the daily lives of your kids. Right. But it is a sacrifice, and most of our funding comes from tuition. We get help from our churches at the Catholic schools, which is fantastic. They provide us with about 25% of our budget. But we're always looking for grants as well, and Tim and I talked about some grant possibilities that go on to support your schools. I mean, Grow Green every year we do that at the end of the school year. Right now we have a grant for grades at the mall. You can register at either school. Any purchases go to the office. And register, and it's a competition, and they give $1,250 for the winning school. So we've always done well at Manhattan Catholic Schools. So there's a lot of those opportunities that we have to look at every year.
Yeah, finances are always an issue. You know, but you know, as faith-based institutions, we trust God that He's going to provide, and I think our experience is that. While it can be challenging, we've seen it happen year after year after year. We've got a lot of support from people in the community, and we really appreciate the Manhattan community wanting quality education, whether it be public or private. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a competition between the two. We want quality education across the board, and we know, you know, we believe that the faith-based, Christ-centered aspect is very important, and a lot of families show us that that's the case. So it's not a competition. It's a case of how can we meet the needs of the families and provide that. And but we really appreciate the support of the community, and they do things to help us that are very important.
Scott, look, you shuffled some papers. Looks like you got something you want to throw in there.
Well, yeah, just throw out a few. Save the dates. We have our back-to-school PTO information night August 21st for pre-K to 4th grade students. Parents, and then 5 to 8 on the 22nd. Also, I'd like to mention, since I'm a Knight of Columbus at $7, we have our chicken barbecue. It's our 17th annual, and the funds go to the school when we're talking about those groups that help fund. And it is Sunday, October 1st, 4 to 7 p.m. You can get tickets at the school office or talk to us $7 night and get your barbecue tickets. So I wanted everybody to know when that was. Save that date. It's a great time. We have raffle prizes, so on and so forth. But it's a fun time.
The words chicken and barbecue, those really go together nicely, don't they?
It does.
Well, we're talking on fundraisers there and support. I know we're about out of time. But if we're going to save a date, think about November 3rd. That's a couple months away there, so people may not think about it too much, but we'll be having our annual auction. We didn't have one last year, actually, but it'll be back in place. More details will be coming out about that in the weeks and months to come.
All right. Guys, thank you very much for coming on this morning. Talked about a lot of fun stuff, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us.
No problem. Anybody wants to go back and listen to the whole program from this morning, you can do that by going to newsradiokman.com, go to the on-demand page, and you can actually go back and listen to any In Focus for as long as we've archived them on the website. We had Colonel John Lawrence with Fort Riley. He was on today, and, of course, the gentleman I just spoke with today. Mitch, I hand it off to you.
Brady, you did a fine job today.
Thank you.
I'm going to go back to my normal job tomorrow, do some sports, let Dave do this thing, and you'll be filling in for Kathy again tomorrow as well. But coming up next, we'll have the Clark Howard Show. Rush Limbaugh coming up from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., plus the Dan Patrick Show, 2 to 4, and, of course, the game. John Kurtz taking the day off. He's on vacation. It'll be Tyler Dreiling and myself taking the reins over. But once again, the Clark Howard Show is on the way next. First, a little bit of CBS News.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN.